Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:13, Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, kind of maneuvering this Friday afternoon. Thanks a lot for letting us jump in that car or truck with you today. We appreciate the ride home. Interesting evening with the Escambia County Commissioners. They started this meeting at 9 o'clock yesterday morning. This is the whole thing. Ended up about midnight. The commissioners did not take any action on the latest multi-million dollar offer, OLF-8, ranging from $30 to $45.5 million. The commission, they did say they will continue their discussions on January 9th. Well, District 3 Commissioner Lumen May brought up hiring a specialist, maybe to handle these negotiations.
And you define that and you go, what are the contract terms? That's what you do. And if we don't have someone on staff to negotiate that, then we hire a development consultant very quickly to make sure that we are maximizing what's best for the citizens of Escambia County. You know, we're not going to be able to negotiate with Chad or Fred or any of them. That's not our expertise. But what we do is define the parameters.
You know, Lumen might have something there about getting a professional in there to do your negotiating.
He might be onto something.
He might be onto something. Absolutely.
All right, 5:13 here. Got a traffic and weather coming up in a couple minutes. But first, one of the highest stories nationally. The head of United Health Group says the U.S. health system is not perfect. Andrew Witty wrote a guest essay for the New York Times Friday, his first public response since the murder of UHC CEO Brian Thompson. The CEO was fatally shot on a New York City sidewalk last week, of course. Witty said, quote, "We know the health system does not work as well as it should, and we understand people's frustrations with it," but he added that no one should have to fear for their or their loved one's safety. Luigi Mangione has been arrested and charged in connection to the killing.
Astronomers call it fireballs in the sky. Tonight it's happening. Sure, it reaches its peak. CJ Papa has more on the event.
If you're looking up in the sky for drones, you may also catch one of the strongest meteor showers of the year. The Geminids often produces meteors with a distinctly more yellow glow, likely due to the unusual origin material, says the planetarium manager at the University of Minnesota's Bell Museum. According to the American Meteor Society, 15 meteors per hour are expected at peak time, but a full moon could wash out the heavenly show, leaving stargazers disappointed. The Geminids come from the sun-orbiting asteroid 3200 Phaethon. They'll be viewing opportunities through December 21st. CJ Papa, Fox News.
All right, just about 5:15 now. I'll get to that traffic and weather update as promised just a couple moments ago. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, let's see. We got some issues on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also got our usual issues on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. And then it's going to be some backups at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, your worst looking spot's probably going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound towards Glover Lane. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 56 degrees right now, low of 51 this evening. Saturday and Sunday are going to see those temperatures creep up, highs of 68 and 70 respectively, but the lows are going to sit still in around the high 50s, so not too bad.
And the parade forecast for Saturday night is?
I'm assuming as we creep towards the evening, it's going to be around mid to low 60s.
Okay, that's going to be good. Look for all of your friends from News Radio 92.3 along with our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, Christmas 94.5, and ESPN Pensacola. We're all in the parade, and we'll be looking for you. It's always a good time down there to do these things. I like this. Hey, a recent Fox News poll is reporting today many Americans are just not happy about President Biden's handling of the economy. Jackie Hendrick has more from Washington.
Voters by a 30-point margin say they've been hurt rather than helped by Biden's economic policies. Not only do most voters have a negative view of the economy, 77% there, but more also say their personal financial situation is negative, 62 to 38%. 64% of voters also feel like the economy is getting worse for their families. That number holding strong from May after dropping slightly from April of 2023 when it was at 70%. Also, 74% say inflation has caused them financial hardship over the last 6 months.
And here in the state of Florida, the U.S. military paving the way for new weapon systems following a recent launch from Florida's Space Coast. The U.S. Department of Defense says a hypersonic missile was flight tested from the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station yesterday. This marked the second test of the year for the technology, but the first live fire event. The projectile is able to travel at least five times the speed of sound. The Army says it will use the missile on board Navy ships, supporting the branch's land and sea tactics.
Then there were five, Austin. The annual Keep the Reef Green fire safety campaign, adding three additional red bulbs to the reef during the month-long campaign. Reefs are on display, of course, at county and city fire stations, including select governmental buildings. Every time a firefighter responds to a residential or commercial structure fire with damage, green light bulb replaces the red one just to remind you of the dangers posed by fires in residential homes. So now there is five bulbs left.
And former University of Miami Hurricanes booster Nevin Shapiro is a free man, one of 1,500 people pardoned by President Joe Biden. Shapiro was sentenced to 20 years in prison back in 2011 after he pleaded guilty to securities fraud and money laundering, all part of a nearly $1 billion Ponzi scheme. He was also part of a scandal involving illegal gifts and benefits to Canes players and was sanctioned by the NCAA, but never criminally charged as a result.
518 News Radio 92.3. Okay, Parrotheads, this is directly for you. If you are interested in that margarita specialty license plate, the Florida legislature, of course, approved this, this process this year to honor Jimmy Buffett. You might want to hurry. New specialty plates in Florida must get in at least 3,000 pre-sales before the first one comes off the press, and there is a limited time to do it. Here's the updated numbers as of December the 2nd. I was just looking here. 1,717 of the plates pre-sales have been bought since it went on sale October the 1st. Interested parrot heads need to buy about 1,428 more to get the plates made. But the numbers have gone up. It's increased by about 200 over the past week or so.
Your impact.
Yeah, I just looked at my, invoice or order another thing, sheet of paper the other day. Yeah, I did order mine. I'm waiting.
All righty, 519 here. We'll take a quick break. So you're going to have to wait for us to talk about anything else.
Absolutely.
See what I did there? All right, when we return, Chris, are you a fan of sea turtles?
Love them. Yes,
yeah, who doesn't? Absolutely. Like, who doesn't like turtles? Anyways, when we return, we do have a pretty feel-good story about some turtles being brought to the Sunshine State, and you're also going to be reminded why we're called the Sunshine State at the same time. See, feel good and educational. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's strength for life.
Today is Friday the 13th. Frigga Trisca Decaphobia is the word for the fear of Friday the 13th. Superstitious people fear getting off an elevator on the 13th floor. They fear going to gate 13 at the airport. And Hollywood movies have added to the fear of Friday the 13th. However, Jesus tells us what we should not fear, and he tells us what we should. He says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both body and soul in hell." I encourage you to avoid living in fear rooted in nonsense. Instead, spend time today confidently rejoicing in the salvation that God offers to sinners like us through his Son, Jesus Christ. Rejoice in Jesus, not just on Friday the 13th, but every day of the week.
That was James C. Johnson. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Wendy with Barbary Plumbing, wishing you a safe holiday season. Remember, please don't drink and drive.
Hi, this is Brandon Cherry.
And Taylor Cartwright.
We're the owners of the Culver's here in Pensacola and Milton. Just wishing everybody happy holiday season.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Hi, this is James Zirkel with Seville Power and Lawn Equipment, wishing you happy holidays.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
If a new Volkswagen is on your holiday wish list, there's no better time than now to sign and drive a new VW home for the holidays. Yep, the Sign and Drive event at Peakmore Imports offers you the 2025 Atlas and 2025 Atlas Cross Sport, both available for a 36-month lease with zero down payment, zero due at signing, and zero first-month payment. It's as easy as signing your name and making room under your tree or your driveway. Plus, the 2024 Tiguan and Taos crossovers are also available to sign and drive home for the holidays. And the 2024 VW Jetta SEL is now discounted a full $3,000, bringing its sale price to a low $28,450. The holidays are here, and the Peakmore Imports family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Sign and drive is for a 36-month lease for qualified customers through PCI. Excludes tax, title, license options, and dealer fees. No security deposit. Example lease for a 2024 T1S is $379 a month for 36 months. Discounts on Jetta before tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Offers valid to January 2nd, 2025.
Hey Pensacola, it's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
The holidays are bigger than ever at Daryl's Sewing of Pensacola. Daryl's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, with most new machines offering 0% financing for up to 48 months to qualified buyers. All new machine purchases come with complimentary guide classes. Select used machines offer a gift with purchase. Gift cards are available and stocking stuffers are $50 or less. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewingandpensacola.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now. Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Live 24 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Yes, if you're hearing rumors circulating around our fair city about some knucklehead crashed into the graffiti bridge again today, it's absolutely a true story. Man. Happened about 10:30 this morning. Even though they got all those big signs, but we discussed the signs positioning on the streets, and maybe they might want to relocate those things for optimal viewing pleasure.
Yeah.
Because, man, when you're coming south on 17th and you're heading for the trestle, use as a ping here, LaRue, then going south on 17th, you don't have time to really look over there and see those signs.
That's very true.
Because you're making the current turns going left before you go underneath the bridge.
Yeah. It's not like signs that you see like on the interstate when you're like just going down the road and you're in a straight line and there's a lot of space between cars. Yeah. If you are having to make a turn, that's not ideal.
Okay. Talk to me about the turtles. This is intriguing. You were talking about this a second ago.
Yeah, I did. Right before the break, I said a group of sea turtles are warming up in Florida after they were impacted by the temperatures up in the Northeast. 32 cold-stunned Kemp's Ridley sea turtles were flown into different facilities across the Sunshine State to recover yesterday. The critically endangered animals were affected by the low water temperatures in New England, which can cause their metabolism to slow down and disrupt their ability to swim. A dozen of them were transported to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, while a majority of the turtles were brought to the Florida Keys Turtle Hospital.
I used to do a lot of traveling down to the Cayman Islands, and they have this big turtle facility there where you can, it's just huge, it's massive.
Yeah.
And you can just kind of swim with the turtles and all. It's not so much like an amusement type of ride, or but it's more of an educational process for the turtles. But the Caymans, if you're going down to the Caymans, make sure you check that out. It's by 7 Mile Beach. Believe me, these turtles, and you're talking about the ones that they flew out, huge.
Yeah, the sea turtles are pretty huge.
These are massive stuff. Interesting thing going down here. Schools across the U.S. already starting to end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, or as we know them as DEI, ahead of President-elect Trump's inauguration. Lucas Tomlinson has more on the story.
A new Fox News poll shows the percentage of people who want the extremely important issues Trump to focus on. We got lowering prices, cutting taxes on individuals, strengthening national defense, deporting illegal immigrants, reducing the size of government, coming in at 29%, ending DEI programs. Schools that have already banned or restricted DEI, Texas, Iowa, Utah, Florida, Alabama, University of Missouri, University of Michigan. Now, last year, the Supreme Court reversed its affirmative action at colleges and universities, ending race-based admissions. With one exception, the U.S. Naval Academy. A judge recently said that will go forward.
All righty. A couple of minutes past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Our worst-looking spots right now are going to be at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and maybe a little bit of backup starting to redevelop if you are traveling westbound on Highway 90, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for the weather, sitting at around 56 degrees. It's going to be a low of 51 tonight. Saturday and Sunday will be nice temperatures, but a little bit warmer. Saturday will be a high of 68 and low of 58, and Sunday will be a high of 70, low of 58.
And it's about 63 for parade time temps, 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, I understand.
Yeah, it'll be anywhere from, yeah, like 63, 65 if I had to, you know, if I had to guess.
Okay. In other words, it's going to be a great night.
We can definitely agree on that one, right? Yeah.
Okay. New framework for a relationship with China on the way. This is getting interesting. Teresa Crowley has more.
China's President Xi Jinping says he's ready to work with the Trump administration to expand cooperation and manage differences. Now, the U.S. is updating a decades-old agreement to minimize the risk to U.S. national security, but acknowledge our growing rivalry for tech dominance. The State Department says the newly signed document continues intellectual property protection with new guardrails to protect the safety and security of researchers. It does not facilitate exchanges on AI or quantum computing. Kentucky Republican Andy Barr says our long cooperation led to the greatest outpouring of science and technology to China in history. The hope is the new agreement with limited scope will still allow for cooperation. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Did you see where the Chinese president, declined President-elect Trump's invitation to come to his inauguration?
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Reaching, again, this is the same with the story stop, reaching out, kind of
can't hurt.
Developing some kind of camaraderie if we can.
Right.
It's better than shooting people, let me tell you.
I would agree.
Better than that. Better than going to war. And I think so they're at least approaching it with a civil mind in place.
Well, speaking of civility, or I guess in some cases the lack thereof, a Florida woman is accused of making a copycat threat following deadly UnitedHealthcare CEO attack in New York that we touched on earlier this hour. A Lakeland police affidavit says that Brianna Boston finished a call to Blue Cross over her denied insurance claims with the words, quote, delay, deny, depose, you people are next, unquote. 42-year-old woman reportedly told detectives that healthcare companies deserved karma, but insisted that she doesn't own firearms. She's charged with threatening to conduct a mass shooting or act of terrorism.
Okay, got to ship those things out of here and get them off to your destination before Christmas. Let me give you some deadlines. Today was the deadline to ship FedEx Ground Economy. Now, the 18th is the cutoff for USPS Ground Advantage Service. The 19th, a couple of items here on the 19th, last day for USPS Priority Mail. And also on the 19th, it is the last day for UPS 3-day Select Service. Now, UPS is reminding customers, if you're going to go ground, call UPS directly. I guess there's some variables they need to discuss with you. But anyway, take care of those deadlines. Christmas just a few days away.
I'm Daria Aldinger. The White House is looking closer into those drone sightings.
We are now applying. There was an interagency conversation this morning about this topic where we have now decided to employ some additional technology to New Jersey and some additional personnel to try to get a better sense of what these things are.
White House spokesman John Kirby on the story with Martha McCallum. The Harris County DA seeks the death penalty for Venezuelan gang members accused of raping and murdering a young girl.
It's unfair for anybody with children to be subject to criminals committing horrific crimes that don't have to happen.
DA Kim Ogg on Fox and Friends. America is listening to Fox News.
With Your Money Now,
House committee members are urging top executives from Apple and Google to be prepared to comply with a law that could result in TikTok facing an effective ban in the U.S. as early as next month. Letters were sent today to those executives from the House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party. On Wall Street, stocks finished the final session of the week mixed, with the Dow dropping 86, the S&P 500 off less than a point, and the Nasdaq gained 23. Costco outlasted Wall Street's quarterly earnings and sales estimates as e-commerce sales jumped and shoppers bought jewelry, luggage, and furniture. Shares in after-hours trading are currently flat. A record-breaking rally for coffee prices shows no sign of slowing, with some warning it could take years to recover. Drought, along with a global reliance on supplies from a few key regions, are the main factors for the price, according to CNBC. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. In a conversation I had with RG3, he told me he believes Bill Belichick could win the ACC at UNC, and therefore he thinks Bill could actually win a national championship with the Tar Heels. I think the ceiling for Bill, though, at Chapel Hill is just an ACC championship. And to further back that up, does anyone actually think Clemson or SMU out of the ACC will win it all this year? I think not. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football season is in full swing, and you can take full advantage by winning some cash with Sleeper Picks. Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less than at least two of your favorite player stats. If you're right, you could win. You can pick up to 8 players to win up to 100 times your money. For a limited time, Sleeper has a special offer. New users have to play $5, and they'll receive $55 in free bonus entries. That's right. If you deposit $25 and play $5, they'll give you 11 $5 bonus entries to start playing. So download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK and get in on this promo before time runs out. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and unlock one of the fastest-growing fantasy sports apps in the world. Use code BLOCK to claim the play $5, get $55 bonus entry offer. That's code BLOCK. Must be at least 18 years old in most states and present in state where it is legal to wager. Promo code location and other restrictions apply. Minimum deposit $25. See terms of use for details at sleeper.com. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider. They're your healthcare partner, specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older. VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Join Ballet Pensacola's artistic director, Stefano Candreva, and professional dancers this Monday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel for the upcoming Nutcracker Ballet. This beloved holiday tradition will now feature 5 magical performances from December 20th through 22nd at the historic Sanger Theater. Tickets at Sanger Box Office or Ticketmaster.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
What does Christmas mean to you?
Hey, Andrew McKay here, and at Christmas, what I think of is the original, greatest miracle of God becoming flesh and living among us. A gift of incomparable size that we were given, and out of appreciation for which we give gifts to each other. Merry Christmas.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3. You know, the genre of music, when this song was out, man, it was just great. It just, that was a real highlight of the
90s music was really good.
It just really, really was good. Afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. I don't know if this deserves the button that we push sometimes when we go, breaking news button. How accessible is that thing over there? Can you fire that thing off? See if you can do that.
There's a sound for you.
There you go.
I didn't have it potted up to play the whole thing.
I want to pass this on to you because this is about the drones. And this just came, just minutes ago, coming in here, President-elect Trump is now calling for the mysterious drones to be shot down.
Yes, breaking news. Oh, my goodness.
That's what he says. He says, let me just tell you. He chimed in on the numerous drone sightings. He says, mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so. Let the public know. And now, otherwise, just shoot them down. There you go.
That's fair.
Breaking news. I thought it was pretty important, actually.
Well, and, you know, this is some important news, too, especially this time each hour. You know, we typically tackle sports subjects here. This, according to the AP, Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss said today that he's being treated for cancer in his bile duct between his pancreas and liver. In an appearance on Instagram Live, Moss, aided by a cane, introduced himself as a cancer survivor and thanked his prayer warriors for their support. He had a procedure to put a stent in his liver on Thanksgiving after experiencing urine discoloration. He said he was hospitalized for 6 days before being released today. He said he's being treated with radiation and chemotherapy.
Prayers going out to Randy.
Absolutely.
539 News Radio 92.3. Okay, comeback continues for Olympic gold medalist and winning skier Lindsey Vonn. You might know her in her former life before returning back to the ski scene as Tiger Woods' partner.
Mm.
She was with Tiger for many, many years. Greg Thompson, it's all over the story for you.
My body is finally put back together. I hear St. Moritz is pretty nice this time of year.
You heard it right there in a video posted on Instagram. Lindsey Vonn says she'll be competing in 2 World Cup Super G races in Switzerland next Saturday and Sunday, the 21st and 22nd. It's the first time that the 4-time overall World Cup champion will compete in events at the sport's highest level since she retired in 2019 because of multiple injuries. But after announcing a comeback last month, Vonn was back on the slopes a week ago for some lower-level events, which made her eligible for these races. At 40 years old, Vonn will be the second oldest woman ever to compete in a World Cup race, behind fellow American Sarah Schlepper, who is 42. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
Okay, well, we're kind of delving into the sports arena here today. No teams from Florida are in the playoffs, but there are a couple of Florida teams, the University of Florida and Miami, that will be in bowl games. Gators playing LSU in the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. That's in Tampa on the 20th. And the Miami Hurricanes face Iowa State in the Pop-Tarts Bowl in Orlando on the 28th. So those are going to be some good games.
Yeah, those are actually, based on what I've seen, probably 2 of the higher profile matchups that aren't in the playoff. I know another big one is Colorado and BYU, and I know what you're thinking because you probably had the same question I had, which is why in the world are 2 Big 12 teams facing off in a bowl game? I think it's because it used to be a Pac-12 tie-in, and now the Pac-12 is not really a whole thing anymore. So whatever. I guess they grabbed a former Pac-12 team, just slapped them in there. Or maybe BYU is a former independent. Sometimes they had some tie-ins that were a bit less consistent, but it doesn't matter. Since you mentioned college football, I will carry on with that theme. The sport will be back in action tomorrow. Army and Navy meeting for the 125th meeting in one of college football's most unique rivalries. That game's kicking off at 2 p.m. in Landover, Maryland. Meanwhile, bowl season getting underway when South Carolina State takes on Jackson State in the Celebration Bowl. That's an HBCU matchup. That's going to be at 11 a.m. in Atlanta. And later Saturday, Western Michigan and South Alabama, the boys from Mobile themselves, they will play in the Salute to Veterans Bowl at 8 p.m. in Montgomery.
The Army game is very interesting. Vice President Mike Vance, and he's taking Daniel Perry. He's that
Penny,
the Marine in New York that was just acquitted for that debacle on the streets in the subway scene. But anyway, that's going to be an interesting game there. Here's something also interesting. Have you checked out Christmas 94.5 yet?
I have.
Yes, absolutely. Do so. It's your Christmas music selection station. That's all I can say about it. Get into the holiday spirit this season. While you're out there running errands or maybe heading to work or coming home from work or just hanging out with family and friends. So whether you're into the Christmas classics or soon-to-be traditional favorites, you just go to the family station, Pensacola's Christmas Radio 94.5. And why I say this, because one song that you always hear at Christmas time, of course, is Mariah Carey's.
Yes.
All I Want for Christmas Is You song, and you probably hear it 1,000 times.
Yeah, maybe you've heard of it a time or two.
While we're talking about Mariah this afternoon, the Queen of Christmas will open the NFL Christmas Game Day on Netflix, and Michelle Pollino has an explanation.
Mariah Carey will take the field during the NFL's Christmas Game Day to prove once again she is the reigning Queen of Christmas to open the holiday game on Netflix. The pop star will do a tape performance of her festive song, All I Want for Christmas, before the day's two games, marking a major move for the streamer into the world of live sports. The current Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs, will face the Pittsburgh Steelers at 1 p.m. Eastern, followed by the Baltimore Ravens-Houston Texans matchup at 4:30 Eastern. Beyoncé is set to deliver a live halftime show during the Ravens-Texas game. Michelle Pollino, Fox News.
Yeah, they're getting a pretty star-studded slate. We reported on the Beyoncé thing a few weeks back. I got to give props to Netflix because they've tried to tap into the sports scene. And I remember back when I was studying some of this multimedia stuff, we kind of talked about Netflix as being its own thing. You know, all of these others kind of were tied to a conglomerate somehow. Netflix was more standalone. And to see them doing the whole Jake Paul, Mike Tyson thing. Now they're doing these Christmas games and some of the acts that are performing at those. No one can say they haven't tried. All righty, just about 5:45 here. I'm going to try to get another look at these roads and the roads and weather for you. We do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also have maybe a little bit on I-10 still. If you're traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, we always have issues there. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, 56 degrees, low of 51 tonight. Saturday and Sunday will be warmer, but not very. High of 68, low of 58 on Saturday, and high of 70, low of 58 on Sunday.
5:45 News Radio 92.3. What a nice night it will be tonight for the Run Amok Ranch up in Bratt.
Yeah.
It's all alive this year. Gosh, tens of thousands of lights. Just put it like this. A lot of lights up there, including their famous goats in pajamas.
Famous, huh?
I made them famous in my own brain there.
Yeah, they're more famous now.
Well, the goats in pajamas are up there. The free event is a walkthrough event, so if you're thinking about driving through, don't. Just bring along the walking shoes. It's good exercise for you. Ranch is located up on Rigby Road in Bratt, about a mile and a half from Bratt Elementary. The Lights Festival is open tonight. They actually do it Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights during the week. So it's open tonight, and the gates opened at 5:30, and they'll remain open until 8:30 this evening.
Okay, and in case you're feeling lucky, the Mega Millions jackpot is now nearly $700 million. Lottery officials say that an estimated $695 million is up for grabs in tonight's Friday the 13th drawing. The cash option works out to a lump sum payout of about $322 million. Pretty penny. The last Mega Millions jackpot won on a Friday the 13th was in January of last year, so actually more recent than you'd think, when someone in Maine matched all six numbers to win a $1.3 billion prize.
Yeah, Bob Dylan said it best, times they are a-changing, and some of the biggest names in Silicon Valley are throwing their support now behind President-elect Trump. Grady Trimble has more from Washington.
Big tech leaders are doing an about-face, ingratiating themselves to President-elect Trump and, in many cases, embracing his policies. Several of them have met at Mar-a-Lago and donated big bucks to the President-elect's inaugural fund. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman becomes the latest tech leader to do so. He is personally donating $1 million to the presidential inaugural committee. Altman saying in a statement, quote, President Trump will lead our country into the age of AI, and I'm eager to support his efforts to ensure America stays ahead.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the reception to that is kind of a mixed bag when it comes to bringing us into AI. It's like, what types of AI? How invasive is it going to be?
It's going across the boards. I've got an AI story coming up during the 6 to 7 o'clock hour.
Really?
And how a company is using it to their advantage. There's a lot of different applications here, you know, not just the mirroring of voices and images and things like this. There's a lot of other uses here, and we'll talk about it between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour.
All righty. And at around this time, every hour, we get you your Wall Street numbers. Stocks closed mixed to end a losing week. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 86 points to 43,828. The S&P 500 fell less than a single point to 60.51, so stayed rather flat. And the NASDAQ rose 23 points to 19,926.
Okay, need to tell you about the there's less than 2 months before the primary election for the U.S. House District 1 seat. A lot of folks going for that. As you know, days ago, a public forum was held in Santa Rosa County featuring 8 candidates. Now, concerns are now surfacing about just how the candidates' invitations were processed. The event hosted by the Santa Rosa County Republican Party asked candidates to volunteer a minimum donation of $1,000 to participate.
Gosh.
Well, District 2 Rep. Alex Andrade said, hold on there. Wait a minute. This shouldn't be allowed. And has raised concerns that the Santa Rosa GOP may have violated the law. Santa Rosa County's Supervisor of Elections confirmed the form falls out of the scope of state campaign regulations. And so that might be the loophole on that side.
All righty. And President-elect Trump says he supports the dock workers' union's position against automation ahead of a possible strike. In a post on Truth Social, Trump says he met with leaders of the International Longshoremen's Association. That's the union that represents the dock workers. And Trump said in a post that he knows just about everything there is to know about automation and how dock workers would be affected. He added that the amount of money saved is nowhere near the distress automation would cause longshoremen, and the union could go on strike as early as mid-January.
So Elton John making a couple of bold statements today.
Did he know?
One thing, condemning the use of marijuana. He thinks it should not be used. He says it's the downfall of American youth. And he was very adamant about that. And I was surprised. I actually was kind of taken back by that.
Yeah.
Anyway, a new documentary on the Little Rocket Man, Elton John, shows a different side of the rock icon. And Michelle Plino gives you a sneak peek.
Elton John Never Too Late premieres on Disney Plus. The doc, directed by R.J. Cutler and John's husband, David Furnish, looks back at his extraordinary life and 50-year career as he prepares for his final concert at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. The doc takes a deep dive into John's personal life and how, although he had great success, he was still unhappy.
I was still very naive. I didn't know I was gay. If people were gay, they were in the closet.
Elton takes us back in time and recounts the extraordinary highs and heartbreaking lows and how he overcame abuse and addiction to become the icon he is today. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, I'm surprised he has taken a relatively conservative stance on that because, listen, I don't endorse anyone doing too much of anything recreationally. So if you're talking about kids doing marijuana, yeah, like obviously I wouldn't recommend that. But as far as admonishing marijuana in a more broad statement, I find that surprising because you hear all these talks about any medical uses it could have. You hear, you know, and with those discussions, you see a lot of the stigma kind of being neutralized a bit with these newer generations. And with someone who's had drug abuse himself with harder things, I'm surprised that he wouldn't at least keep an a more open mind to that.
Yeah, 1974, Benny and the Jets came out, and he was having a terrible time with cocaine.
Yes.
Absolutely, battling the devils.
For what it's worth, I do agree with admonishing that as well. Yes, that's one that's
you're
less
controversial. You're on the same page on that one.
Yeah, that's one that's less controversial.
Okay.
5:51 here. Yeah, not 10:51. My goodness, we're not going to be here that long. We'll take one last quick break.
But we would like it if we were to be designated to do that.
Yes. Oh, yes, please. All right, we'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got Sony facing another disappointing box office return. And I will say, just with my own research in the past, I have learned that the movie that's taken a hit was expected to flop. So it's kind of a bigger issue with Sony and how they're operating their cinema footprint. But either way, we got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Sarah, it's been ages. How are things?
Hey, Lisa. Things are okay, I guess. Things with Mark haven't felt the same lately.
Oh, Sarah, that is so common. It could just be ED or low testosterone.
Really? I didn't even think about that. I was blaming myself.
Yeah, Jim had ED and low T. I thought I was doing something wrong, but it's just a medical condition. Now he's passionate about his job again, lost a little weight, and even put on some muscle since he went to Wave Men's Health. They specialize in ED and low T treatments, and you should see the way he looks at me now.
Wave Men's Health delivers powerful, personalized treatments to reignite the passion in your relationship, even if other pills and treatments haven't done the job. Don't let ED or low T put a damper on what should be the best time of the year.
I forgot how we used to feel. I got my husband back.
Dial 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today and rekindle the magic, because you both deserve to feel the joy this season brings. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, I'm Chad Piku with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
This is Chris Bryan, host of Pensacola Right Now, wishing you a happy Hanukkah, a Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, eyes made out of coal.
Well, you never lose that voice of Bing Crosby, that's for sure. News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Right Now. It's Friday afternoon. Chris Bryan and Austin Price just kind of in the background there. That great song.
Yeah. A traditional one.
Well, okay, we were talking about, and more so you were kind of giving a dissertation about Netflix and how they've kind of expanded their marketing scope, adding the fights, the professional fights, and then the football games. You know, that's all and well for them to do this, but you know, gosh, to put these things on costs a lot of money. Just ask the folks over at YouTube TV. Here comes a price hike.
The streaming service announcing Thursday that it's raising the price of its base plan by $10 per month. It will now cost $82.99 starting January 13th. The video platform, which is owned by Alphabet, blaming the price increase on the rising cost of content. This isn't the first time YouTube TV has raised its prices. It started at $35 a month when it launched back in 2017 and reached $72.99 by March of 2023. Other streaming services, including including DirecTV Stream, FuboTV, and Sling TV, have also raised their prices in 2024. In fact, three out of DirecTV's four package options cost over $110 per month. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
You're like, you're out of your mind if you think I'm paying an extra $10 a month.
That ain't happening.
Yeah, it's one thing if it creeps up a buck or two, but we're talking $10 a month here.
$80 a month for YouTube.
That's rough.
That is rough. And you know, and that's very expensive.
Yes. But you know what? Regardless of how rough that is, the roads aren't looking too rough right now. And
oh, there
that's,
you go.
And that's what's important at 555.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. A lot of the traffic issues that we were having have seemingly cleared out. We do have some backups on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, but those should break up sooner rather than later. As for the weather, that's looking good too. 56 degrees, low of 51 tonight. Saturday, Sunday, no rain, mostly sunny. High of 68 and 70 on those 2 days there. So we'll see the temperature start to creep up, but lows are still going to be in the high 50s.
Well, it's been a kind of a rough past 24 hours here for Meta app users. Thousands reporting widespread outages, but Meta says it's been resolved, and even Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Your Facebook working? If none of your Meta apps were working the other day, it wasn't you. The Mark Zuckerberg company experienced a widespread outage Wednesday that left devotees without the ability to use Facebook, Instagram, or Threads. But also on the fritz was the company's WhatsApp, which is relied upon by people outside the United States for secure messaging. Imagine trying to communicate with relatives in Israel or Syria for most of Wednesday and getting frustrated. Down Detector listed 66,000 outage reports for Instagram and more than 96,000 reports for Facebook. Meta finally got their platforms up and running somewhat by the afternoon, making the announcement on, of all places, Elon Musk's X, the former Twitter. They didn't give a reason or an explanation, but it's not the first time Meta fell to a system-wide outage. They had to spend the day offline back in March, too. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty. Mentioned this before the break, just sticking with the technological theme. Sony facing another disappointing box office return with one of its Marvel properties. Kraven the Hunter earned just $2 million in Thursday preview screenings. It's expected to bring in $15 million or less in its opening weekend, which would be less than what Madam Web earned in its debut earlier this year. The film stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson and reportedly cost $110 million to produce. Wicked and Moana 2 are expected to once again dominate this weekend's box office. Yeah, I heard Madam Web got a lot of hate. And I heard Kraven the Hunter was probably going to flop as well. Sony has gotten a lot of crap, quite frankly, for kind of butchering their Marvel influence.
Well, I will tell you about Sony, and I did the story on Thursday, and I'm sorry you weren't here, but I did the story on Sony, and they're in the middle of this huge Beatles production, and this is getting some stellar legs, if you know what I'm talking about, some traction here amongst the folks in the industry in Los Angeles. So maybe that can be something to get them back on track.
Could be.
To get more profitable. And, you know, it's all about the bucks.
Yeah, that's true. Am I taking over or are you? I thought we were going in a pattern here, my friend. I guess me. You know, I mentioned this at the top of last hour. It's one of our top stories nationally. Nancy Pelosi was injured and is in the hospital currently. The 84-year-old sustained an undisclosed injury during an official trip to the small European country of Luxembourg. Her office says that she is in the hospital for observation and is getting great treatment, so that sounds optimistic. The office adds that Pelosi continues to work while she is abroad. Yeah, you mentioned, Chris, hopefully it's not a hip injury if she sustained a fall or something.
Absolutely.
Man, the hip, I mean, my hip was giving me trouble just the other day. I'm 23 years old.
All right, just in time for the holidays, Florida Lottery launching three scratch-off games, Ultimate VIP Cash Word, Platinum Mine Night X, and 2025. The new games offer millions in cash prizes. Over 14 million winning tickets are available starting right now.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.